Friends, well, there is a whole lot more that could be said about prayer. We come to the end this morning of our brief series on this topic, and the theme for today is prayer and ministry. Now, I want to begin by expressing appreciation. Appreciation for your thoughtfulness in prayer. And I know and have drawn great strength from the awareness that people here were praying for me. That has applied both to my physical health, but also to the work of ministry here in the Alberton congregation. I appreciate that this is a place where conversations about prayer are frequent. Just in our ordinary conversations with each other, it is quite often that we find ourselves alluding to or talking about God's gift to us of prayer. And that He is there, and we can turn to Him. I appreciate also the willingness with which you share with the congregation requests for prayer. When you were conscious of someone or something or some concern that is part of your world or has come to your attention, and when I get those pre-service requests, could we remember so-and-so or such-and-such a thing in our prayers? I always really appreciate that because it is a reminder to me of your commitment to prayer. And also it's a reminder to me of the things that ought to be included in our congregational praying. Now, in our tradition, I'm sometimes referred to as the minister. And that word has, as I say, a long-standing place in our tradition, and it has a part in it, but, you know, maybe we get it wrong sometimes. By that I mean, to minister is to care for, to attend to the needs of someone. And sometimes we think of a minister in a congregation as somehow the figurehead or the leader, whereas in fact that's a very limited view of ministry in that place. Yes, I act as a teacher in your midst and on your behalf on occasion as a spiritual caregiver, often simply as an encourager for those who are facing confusing or challenging moments in their lives. But you know, when it comes to ministry, we're all in this together. It's no one person's role, it's all of us. And so when we think about praying for ministry, let our prayers be inclusive. Let me make some suggestions. You know, it would, when we think about praying for the ministry of the Alberton congregation, be very appropriate to offer a prayer for Annette, who provides music in our worship services and is such a blessing to us. It's appropriate to pray for our readers, to pray for our elders, to pray for all who are engaged in the life and work of the congregation, all who are anxious to reflect and represent the grace and peace of Jesus Christ in the world. At the heart of ministry, you see, is our relationship with Christ. For that purpose, in this context, I chose the lesson from John 15. Because there, Jesus is addressing the disciples about the importance of their sustaining their relationship with him. And he used the analogy of the vine and the branches, and that if branches get detached from the vine, they cease to have any life in themselves. And they don't bear any crop. They're just something to be removed and cast away. But in the analogy, Jesus points out that God is gracious, and that when we are branches attached to him, then the Father prunes us, makes us more productive. And then there is that sort of key line in this declaration by Jesus. He said, "Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit." Because, he said, apart from me, you can do nothing. And we need to keep those things together. You know, the positive side of it, of our call to be a people in Christ who are close to the Lord. But also, sometimes we need the sternness of the reminder that without that, we don't have anything to offer. And when we apply that to ministry, you know, many things go into ministry. The ministry that we share in as individuals in the living out of our lives, and the ministry that we share in as a congregation of Christ's people together. I mean, there's the cultivation of skills for ministry. There's an attention to planning. There's a desire for wisdom to see and to respond. But it all rests upon abiding in Christ. Because if our quest for ministry, if our desire to represent him somehow starts to draw more of its strength from our human wisdom or our human planning, then our aspirations for ministry are sure to falter. Because the ministry that we're called to in Christ's name is one that rests on that relationship which we have with him. And so cultivating that relationship is the crucial beginning point. And as we've said throughout this series, you know, prayer is about relationship, our relationship with God, our conversations with him, our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so when we pray, yes, we may pray for wisdom and discernment in the exercise of ministry, but we need always to remind ourselves that it will not be the wisdom or the planning that make those acts of ministry effective, but it will be the blessing of the Lord. And so, yes, we are called upon to recognize the gifts that God has given to us as individuals and to look for ways to apply them to our calling in Christ and to apply them to the work of sharing that good news in the world. But the strength, the wisdom comes from the Lord. And so prayer and ministry are linked inseparably together, because bad things happen to us when they become detached from one another. We begin, if we lose that link, to sort of be moved by other concerns. I mean, concerns like being proud of the church. Well, there is a sense in which we are to be grateful and celebrative of the fellowship of God's people, but it's based on and draws its hope from our relationship with the Lord, not from what sort of organization we build. And so we ask God, yes, to supply us with wisdom and strength and creativity in living out our faith, but knowing always that the power to do that comes from Him, because apart from Him, we can do nothing. And that shapes how we pray. I also want to draw your attention to the passage that Lloyd read for us from Colossians. In it, Paul was writing to the people in Colossae to encourage them and also to ask for their support of his work in their prayers. He says, devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with thanksgiving. So prayer is right at the heart of it. Then he says, at the same time, pray for us as well, that God will open to us a door for the word, that we may declare the mystery of Christ, so that I may reveal it clearly as I should. And there Paul nicely brings together the need for yes, the need for skillfulness in presenting the word, but the understanding that that comes from the Lord. And that asking of God to open doors for ministry. Because, you see, when we pray about ministry, the outreach of the Christian church, we not only pray that we may be engaged in it and that we may be blessed in it, but we ask God to go before us, to open the way, to nudge us in the right direction. We ask God to help us see opportunities which we've been overlooking. We ask God to guide us into those things that will effectively apply our intentions for ministry in the world. He goes on, of course, and puts in a little framework around that. Conduct yourselves wisely toward outsiders, making the most of the time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer everyone. But in Paul's mind, it all rests on prayer. And so, what Paul says applies to the living of the faith by the people in Colossae, and he says, include me in your prayers, that my ministry on your behalf and in the name of Christ may also be effective. So when we think about ministry and the life and witness of the church, and in a strange sort of way, when we move on to the theme next month of the church, we won't be moving very, very far away from this same line of thought, actually. When we pray for God's blessing, yes, we're praying for his giving of the gifts, and we're asking for God to bless with fruit the ministry of his people, but we do it all knowing that the outcome rests with him, and our part in it is to be surrounded and sustained by prayer. So as I said, these are just some thoughts on prayer that came to mind as I was planning this series. There is so much more and so many other aspects to prayer that we could have touched upon. But we're blessed in our fellowship together, and we will continue to be blessed if we always remember that apart from him, apart from the Lord, we really can't do anything that's very useful at all. And our means of keeping our relationship with him strong is through the exercise of prayer. So continue to pray. Continue to include me in your prayers. Continue to pray for one another. Continue to pray that God will open doors, and that in what we say and do as a community of people, his name will be praised, and by his grace, his kingdom extended. Friends, this is good news. We are not in this calling alone. The Lord is with us. Thanks be to God.